New patient visit. Patient name is Yolanda Wiedlow. Yolanda. Last name Wiedlow. Wedlow. Date of birth 3/21/75. Date of accident 5/5/2021. Date of service 2/10/2022. History of presenting illness. Miss Yolanda Wiedlow is suffering from pain in the right shoulder and the lower back and right knee as a chief complaint. Cause of the complaint is an automobile accident. Patient report. History of the automobile accident. Miss Yolanda Wiedlow reports that her sister was a driver and she herself was traveling as a front seat passenger, and they were hit by a AAA towing truck at around 1 to 2 p.m. on 5/5/2021. The patient was hit with a towing truck, and they do not know the speed of that car. However, their own car was traveling at 25-30 miles. The patient was restrained. The airbags did not deploy, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene. The ambulance did not arrive at the scene. And patient was taken to ER on Henry Ford Hospital Medical Center in Dearborn, urgent care. And actually, she was not taken to the ER, but Henry Ford Medical Center, urgent care in Dearborn. An X-ray was done, and medication was given, and the patient, it was a three-hour visit. After that, patient has done some therapy at 8 Mile Greenfield area, and no other treatment protocol is reported by the patient. The patient was sleeping at the time of accident, and she doesn't recall how the accident happened and how and the details of the accident, where it happened. And she referred us to call her sister, who can explain in detail. So she was the Alexandra Wiedlow is also seen, and her record has the detail of accident that I cannot dictate it at this time, right now, at the time of dictation. The impact of the impact of the accident was caused by her right side hit into the door and the window, and the right shoulder, right hip, right knee, and lower back also hit into the seat and the right side of the door. The history of presenting illness: patient denies any headaches and denies any symptom of TBI. Since time of accident, there is no dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of memory, balance problem, vision problem. There is no history of forgetfulness or incontinence of the urine bowel. None of them. However, the patient starts suffering from severe pain on the right side of the shoulder, right side of the lower back, right knee as the main issue. The pain are present several times a day and are described as stabbing sharp, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and the ADLs that are affected are 7 in general. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by lying down, walking, and bending, and improved by rest. The patient reports that she has no associated numbness, tingling, pins and needles, muscle weakness, or blood or bowel incontinence. There is no radiation of the pain to the legs or butt. She can walk up to half a mile, but standing is okay. Sleeping is 4 to 5 hours. Patient reports no suicidal thought, homicidal thought, or any problem, depression problem. However, there is a moderate anxiety and sleep problem at this time reported. No subtle anesthesia, no lightheadedness or fatigue reported. History of past treatment: patient has had some therapy intermittently, but no regular therapy, no regular physician visit since the ER visit. He's been trying to stay on Motrin and home heat. The patient had no claim number at all. The system view is as follows. In neurological disorder, patient has had cervical cancer and she has had chemo and radiation. In the past surgical history, patient has tubal ligation 99 in Herzl Hospital. Allergies history? No, none. Chemistry, mother deceased due to stroke and hypertension. Father is deceased due to stroke and MI. Siblings, five sisters are there. One of the sisters died of COVID, and another one is on dialysis and heart failure. Relationship status, patient is single. Current employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain. She used to work as attendant for cursed seam stress, GIRLS-SEAM-STRESS. Disability, patient used to be a learning disability and has not been working and on a federal disability. Personal history, patient is, it drinks alcohol on weekends sometimes. Smoke, she's very couple cigarettes a day. Recreational drugs, none are reported. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 138 over 98. Heart rate is 82. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature is 98.1. Height, 5'5". The weight, 212. Pulse ox, 100. This is a 46-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Patient is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. No acute stress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases are observed. Is not in severe anxiety or lethargy. Good attitude, demeanor is present, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping and is mobile without using a cane. Rest of the physical examination comes from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal, muscular examination, which is normal, the gait normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none is present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, rotation is, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, spur negative, Lermit negative, distraction negative, Sotoal test negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test on the right is positive at 35 degrees. And contralateral leg raise test is negative. Bregar test negative. Camp test negative. Babinski negative. Sacroiliac joint, right sacroiliac joint is slightly tender. Standing flexion test, iliocompression test, and distraction test are negative. Right-sided Faber test and right-sided GAMP test is positive. Tender work sign is negative. Exertion of the extremities, except for the right shoulder and the right knee, rest of the extremities are completely normal, and they are warm to touch with no deficit, well perfused, and sensations are intact. Motor power is normal, no pedal edema, contusion lesion noticed, and range of motions are normal except for the right shoulder and the right knee. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancies noticed, and the gait is overall normal. Examination of the right shoulder. Previous on inspection, a normally appearing shoulder. However, range of motions are limited to 120 degrees of abduction, and the pain level is around 6. The flexion is also limited to 120. The motor power is 4x5, and sensations, distal sensations, pulsations are all intact. A special test for rotator cuff tear was conducted. The Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive, along with empty beer can test, speed test, near test, they were found positive. And drop arm test was negative, anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Examination of the right knee is as follows. There is no scar, erythema, or effusion on inspection. palpation, no tenderness, mild swelling, and no asymmetry is felt. No crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise felt. Range of motion is 135 degrees of flexion is possible in an active and passive motion. Collateral ligaments are non-tender. Motor power is normal, 5x5. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is slightly positive. McMurray sign, Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension was slightly positive. Diagnosis. V89.2XXT. Ligaments M54.0. Shoulder, right shoulder M25.511. M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Lower extremity, right knee, M25.61, M23.205, M23.202. Spine, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, right side. M53.3, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Yolanda Wiedlow is from the template. Treatment plan also from the template for Yolanda Wiedlow. First is the physical therapy, which was ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the right shoulder, lower back, and and the right knee. Medications, following medications are prescribed. First, naproxen 500 twice a day, anti-inflammatory, help with healing. Elevil 50 mg at night to help with the sleep, relieve GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in general pain relief. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, and ligaments lidocaine gel 3%, 200 gram for topical pain relief. Narcotic pain medication was not provided since patient reported she has her own pain doctor where she is going to get the pain medications. Non-narcotic, non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psych, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. Surgical option, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Provision of attended care and caseworker, none. Past medical records, none. Investigations, none. Miss. The patient provided with a knee brace, a back brace, tense unit for help with the healing. Education is yes, and weight loss program is not warranted. Disability, yes. Follow within 10 days. The contact, yes. Thank you.